This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sheikh Abdullah, welcome to the Islamic Center of Toronto. Sheikh Abdullah, I want to get right into our topic for today, inshallah, which is the whole idea of Islamophobia. So as you know, in the previous year, Islamophobia skyrocketed in Canada. And in North America as a whole, the numbers have also increased, especially after the October incidents that have happened in Palestine. Talk to me a little bit more about Islamophobia, Sheikh, and let's define it first.
Yeah, so the definition of Islamophobia is that phobia is a fear, it's an aversion, a dislike. It's usually illogical. For instance, you have arachnophobia. So you have people who are afraid of spiders, and sometimes they may have had an incident, but maybe it's just stories or some illogical understanding. But this fear grips them whenever they see the shape of a spider or the movement of a spider. Mm. And so that's arachnophobia. Mm-hmm. So you have different types of phobia. So in this case, you can go back to the time of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, when the Quraysh wanted to destabilize his message. And they did it by trying to call him crazy, Majnun, or a poet, or a magician. And so they were putting out negative propaganda against the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, in order to not just kill him, they couldn't do that, but to kill the message. So to create a fear in the people, a dislike for this individual. Hmm. And that was really the beginning of it. And you see it in different points. Probably the clearest example of it is in 1095 in Clermont in France. And that is when Pope Urban, he called the First Crusade. And so this was Europe now, the Christians of Europe attacking Muslims in the Middle East. And the basis of it was not necessarily religious, it was really economic. But he used the fact that these Saracens, or these Mohammedans, devil worshippers, were actually destroying the true cross of Christ. They were taking over the Holy Land. And he said, God wills it, and that you will get special rewards. So he created a type of fear, almost a mystical type of supernatural relationship with Muslims. They were like monsters. Hmm. And so it creates that phobia, and it drove the people to actually fight. And so you will see that these type of images were used over the centuries against Muslims. In the 20th century, it comes into the media. And this is really coming into our time, where the media structured images around Islamophobia, where the Arabs and people from the East became villains. So it creates this image, and it terrifies people and creates inside of them the ability to accept lies. Mm. So really, to understand Islamophobia, just like racism, you need to look at three parts. One is the theory, Islamophobia, and that is what we just discussed.
Yeah.
But second is the expressions of Islamophobia. Mm. So it can be expressed in different ways. You may call names, you may discriminate on the job, you may kick somebody out of your house. Of course, the most extreme form is violence and genocide. But then it's also institutionalized. That's when it becomes institutionalized within a society where Muslims are discriminated against by law, where it actually becomes part of the society. So Islamophobia is a multidimensional phenomenon which impacts people based upon where they live, based upon their understanding, their relationship with Muslims. But unfortunately, in the West, especially we see in Canada and the United States, it is rising rapidly.
Sheikh, this is actually a good question to come from across this. So you describe it as an irrational fear. But the truth is, like, if you think about it, Islam is, as an actual way of living, it is very threatening to those who are in power outside of, really, Islam itself, right? I mean, if you think about it in terms of the economic, impact that Islam would have, for instance, on Western countries and Western worlds, those secular worlds, right? Yeah. You're looking at a huge impact on the money in terms of the impermissibility of riba, alcohol, zina, all these things that a lot of people actually see. And so the question that I always ask is it really irrational for people to actually be fearful of the fact that Islam is coming to threaten their way of life?
Well, if you divide people up into two parts. You know, those who control, which is a small minority, the business people, the bankers, the highly educated, and then the masses of the people. For the business people, it is rational, because Islam is an alternative civilization, which has its own economic system, which will take out their interest if they sell drugs or they sell alcohol. It's going to destroy their business if they sell pork. If they've based their movies and their money on pornography, then it's going to destroy it. So that's rational. But for the overwhelming majority of the people, it's irrational in the sense that they don't really know what Islam is. So it's not something that they've thought out, but they're just responding based upon images or stories that have been told to them. Mm-hmm. Just like somebody is saying, that spider is a monster, it's going to kill you. Mm-hmm. But the spider is actually cleaning up your house.
Yeah.
The spider is killing all the insects around and maybe protecting your light. But because the story of the spider who killed the child, or the tarantula who crawled over the bed, and they show the movie of the tarantula, that sticks in your mind when you see that poor little spider, in your bathroom, cleaning up the insects, that's in your house. So that's irrational. So if you look at the two, you can see it's rational in one sense. But for the overwhelming majority of people, unfortunately, it's not rational. It's just an impulse. They're just responding to a beard, responding to a turban, responding to niqab, responding to Islamic images, to the point where even speaking Arabic, for some people, hearing Arabic being used is scary to them, because they saw a movie, that there was a movie that came out a long time ago, to make a long story short, a group of terrorists in New York City, and they would... they would blow up, their enemies, and just before they would blow them up, they would make wudu.
Yeah.
So he said first they would first make wudu, and then boom.
Yeah.
So now, the hero of the movie is chasing these so-called terrorists, and they run into a Turkish bath, and then they look, and the person is
making wudu.
You're washing up.
Yeah.
So he says to his friends, "You got 20 seconds." So that's a response that came, and it's really scary to see.
Yeah.
Now, the next day, the person who watched that movie goes into Central Park and sees a group of Muslim brothers
making wudu
in the fountain, right?
Yeah.
Now, what happens inside of them? Fear. The first thing, it may be they are suicide bombers. You see? So that irrational fear that comes when these people are the least violent in that whole park. They're about to pray to God, but the person doesn't know that.